last time on The Usual Time.
Surprise! I cast spells! You didn't know this.
He will take a swing at you with his great sword, coming down on you with the weight of his full plate.
I'm going to cast a spell called Shadow of Moil. Flame-like shadows wreathe my body, dealing 2d8 necrotic.
He laughs and says, "Don't think that'll help you," and takes a swipe across the entire area of shadow that you're in.
Attack with the dagger.
A full attack's like that won't pierce my armor. He rears back with his gauntlet and just brings a paymaker right into the shadow at you.
What does that gauntlet of yours do? Never seen someone neglect to swing a greatsword.
Why don't you let me hit you with it and find out?
I'm going to like duck and aim upwards at him, and I'm going to blast a cone of cold out. Okay. Blank.
He will drop to one knee. He says, "I will be true to my word. My men and I will leave."
All right, come out, guys. It's all over. We've reached an agreement.
Are you telling me you fought them for them to leave? They accepted that one-on-one? I'm here for it.
Grar was here to see it. I bet he would have loved that.
Hey,
Grar.
Hey, Droop. Hey, stupid.
What?
That's Grar.
As a dinosaur.
By the way, I know we kind of got like a long trip ahead of us. That took a little more out of me than I thought.
You say you need a short rest?
I would love that.
All right.
Exactly that. I'm going to start calling it that.
Fucking Alexia doesn't need a rest. Look at she looks fine. I don't even think he hit her.
He definitely hit her.
He knows that she hit me.
She got hit a bunch.
I guess he...
You don't even have any blood on you.
Not her blood, anyway. If you want to take a rest, I don't care.
Do you want to ask me about my backstory, though?
No.
Darling, could you tell us about your backstory?
Hell yeah, you shut up!
Droop, do you need to rest?
I'm fine! Look at me, I'm fine!
Look at me.
He, like, throws his arms up in the air and does a spin for you. He says, "Scratch!"
He says scratch?
No, scratch!
Oh.
Why are you a dinosaur?
No, I'm not a dinosaur anymore.
Why were you a dinosaur?
Why weren't you?
He looks at me.
Try really hard.
Yeah, try harder next time to be another thing.
I will.
All right. I sit down and take a drink.
I'm going to go. You said there was like basically like a camp in this cave, right?
They had. There was a couple crates they had been sitting on right inside.
I'm going to hobble over to those crates and I'm going to sit down on one of them.
Okay.
I'm going to keep track of her limp to make sure she's not faking it.
Absolutely. Looking further in, you see that the tunnel appears to have been cut into the wall of this cliff rather roughly. It looks as though like scratch marks are on the walls and floor.
Oh fuck, it's badger moles, guys. Secret tunnel! Secret tunnel!
I don't know anything about that.
I'm keeping that in the podcast.
You don't
That's
see,
just for
you
me.
Well,
nobody else got that Avatar reference. I'm a little disappointed with Casey.
Did you get my, did you hear me, is it leaving in that I sighed? Because that is important.
I add that to the pod usually.
Do you also play a lute?
No, I play a lyre.
Well, that's fine too.
How much further did they say the city was?
Who are you talking to?
The people at the village. We asked them
a different way?
I think it was a completely different way, wasn't it?
I think it was like due north and we went northwest or something.
Yeah, there was another road out of town and we didn't take that, so it's hard to say where we're at now.
Whatever. If you guys want to go ahead, I might just rest here for a little while and I'll catch up.
All right. Well. I stand up and walk into the tunnel.
Yep.
With I'm assuming, Grar.
Yep.
And possibly Grar. Droop.
Me?
Droop. Thalia. Thalia will offer to heal you nonchalantly, Almalexia, so as not to hurt your pride after everybody else has moved forward.
She's so empathetic.
I know, she's the only person worth a damn in this entire party.
Including you.
I know, that I you phrased too. It that way. That was purposely phrased, stupid child.
Kinda got a lot of water right here.
Oh, well, what you got?
I'm feeling pretty rough around the edges here, and I think I may have a couple broken ribs. That guy punched pretty hard.
Yeah,
I
was
watching. Punctured lung.
Let me see if she has a healing nuke or not. I know she has a lot of like mass heals.
Yeah, here's your spell slots back spell.
Yeah, that's what I'm more concerned about than.
Hey, you want to know who's got something like that?
A catnap. I assume I never actually read the spell, but I'm just assuming.
The best I can do for a single person is probably cure wounds. What if they're married? All my other healing spells are more for groups of people. I don't know the extent of the damage, what with your... And she just motions to you.
With the fact that you look completely fine.
100% fakeness right here. I can't tell the difference.
Well, lay it on me, and you guys might be doing the rest of the heavy lifting today.
All right. 18.
Oh, 18! That's much more better.
She touches you on the head and whispers her incantation, and suddenly you feel a bit better. You don't look any different.
She calls you a good girl feel
while she's doing it. You did good.
Less limpy. I think I can manage to keep up with you at least.
She smiles and says, "Great," and gets up and walks into the tunnel. For those of you already in the tunnel,
yeah,
your baby child stature and Droop's baby child stature.
No problems.
No problems. However, our tall companion, you kind of got to, turn your neck a little bit or scrooch down.
Pop, lock, and drop it, bitch.
You can't stand up fully. It's uncomfortable.
That's fine. Got the hunter's crouch going anyways, so.
Okay. I gotta work out those hammies.
He's working on his sneak skill.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Beyond the entrance of the tunnel, it's pitch black. I think that's not a problem for the three of you. Grar's night vision, yeah?
No, sure don't.
Oh, okay. So it's pitch black beyond the entrance. So that might affect how you're proceeding then. Thalia will be like getting a torch and is a ways behind you if you guys have proceeded ahead.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be bringing up the rear.
I just walked until.
So did Droop. He would have been just right behind you, not really thinking anything of it.
I'm going to use the cantrip control flames on Thalia's torch to double its radius of light.
Okay. Perfect. So you kind of lag behind those two a little ways for her to catch up and then cast your spell on her torch. And she says, "Oh my, that's quite a useful spell."
It's a big lad.
She keeps on marching in. Almalexia is bringing up the rear. It's a good half hour or so march into this tunnel before anything starts to change. You've noticed that the path seems to be a slight incline now. It's going upwards. Eventually, up ahead, you begin to see a blue-green glow coming from the tunnel ahead of you.
Is it more blue or more green?
It's
seafoam green.
It's a blue-green.
Oh, so it's both. All right.
Yeah,
sexy.
You could look at it and see green or blue.
I see blue better.
I cast Control Flames again and change her torch to the same color so that it matches.
Cool. Okay. Helpful. Tunnel goes from a orange glow to a kind of calming bluish green glow. The torch itself is still significantly brighter than the light you see up ahead. As you guys get closer, you see that it's not really just one light, but thousands and thousands of tiny little lights dotting what, from your vantage point, looks like the sky above. But more likely, you can tell it's just a cavern roof above you. As you exit this tunnel, the cavern you're in opens up hundreds of feet in either direction with giant stalagmites and stalactites lining the roof and floor in front of you. However, it appears that the path cut into this tunnel continues forward. I believe it's the stalagmites on the floor.
I knew this was going to come up.
Mites are from the ceiling every time because they hold on. Mites are from the ground. Tights are from the because they have
tea
to be tight
from
because,
the top
because they're tight and they have to hang on.
Tea
yeah.
From the no top. T for top.
That's
no. I like it the other way.
Your way is dumb.
Well, I had it right in my notes, so I'm happy.
Well, that's good.
Stalagmites have been trampled, and the path seems to push forward into the darkness. The light from up above is at best casting dim light and nothing beyond that.
That means it's bright for me, all right.
Yeah, okay. Anybody with dark vision can see just fine.
What about Devastay?
You're blind. The glow is magical. Blinds you. It's not. I don't know
but,
why.
But you're blind.
But you're blind anyway. You guys push forward through the rubble below you. It's kind of slow going, just crumbled rocks mostly on the path. Eventually you come to a small stream that cuts the cavern floor in half, and you lose the path there for a moment and see a ways upstream. It looks like they got out, continued on to the other side. Following it a bit more, you suddenly in the distance are able to see the orange glow of what looks like a normal firelight. Quite a bit brighter than the blue glow from up above.
All right.
Hey, Shadow, do you see that? What is that up there? What is it?
It's far away. I'm cracking my knuckles. Let's go. Let's fucking do this.
I'm going to approach it slower than the rest of the group in a stealthy manner.
I would have never guessed.
I cast Pass Without Trace.
Okay. That's a group thing, right?
Yep.
It's a 30-foot radius?
Yar.
And it's just advantage on stealth, yeah?
Plus 10 to stealth checks.
Plus 10, okay. That's even, well, arguably better. Okay. So are you just approaching the fire?
Stealthily.
Everybody else?
If he goes faster.
I'm going with them. I'm not going to be alone.
Everybody behind me is just creeping?
Yeah, I'm wondering how he's approaching.
Oh, Shadow.
Well, if everybody else, if I turn around.
Okay, you see a bunch of people crouched and
like
creeping. Yeah, just like in Skyrim. Arms out, center of weight low, and they're just creeping forward 1 foot at a time.
All right, how many people just did that in real life?
I was
doing it.
I cast muffle on my feet and don't crouch. No,
I would still crouch.
I guess I'll crouch. This seems silly.
It is kind of silly, but I like it. So let's get a stealth check from everybody with their mods.
29.
Okay.
Yeet. 19.
32.
Okay. And Thalia and Droop are both over 25, so you guys are good.
I crit.
Nobody cares.
As you guys approach and you get closer, you can hear a very deep voice saying, "Where is that cat woman? She should have been back by now. Master Dragon is strong, but his followers weak like little babies."
how far off is this sound like?
It's a good 30 or 40 feet. Still, you can't see through. You guys like have stalagmites between you and the source of the noise.
Okay, well then nobody can see my eyes narrow at the cat lady.
Must we go search for bring her back?
I can't.
I am only one with might to follow him and merc canaries down tunnel. All weak like babies.
I turn to Grar and I'm like, should I just kill him? Should I just kill him now?
I am only one with might enough to follow Master Dragon.
He sounds really strong.
Yeah, you think so? I don't know.
You're the leader.
All right.
Someone, another voice comes into play, and you hear, "Calm down, would you stop? We get it. We're weaklings, and you're super strong. Now shut up, please."
I do nothing.
I can't see him.
Not from your current position.
No. We still got this fucking control flames up.
Well, Thalia probably would have doused it once you guys started going all sneaky.
Okay.
Then no.
And now you can. Oh, okay, because there's light ahead. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Now we can't. Now we're blind.
Can I get to a better location that's not just directly in front of me?
Sure. If you want to try and sneak around until you can see what's going on, give me another stealth check.
It's the same thing, 19.
Okay. Yeah, you're good. Creeping around a little bit, you are able to get to a point where you can see several lizard folk sitting around a fire. And one really tall, kind of looks like Grar, pacing back and forth, waving his arms around and shaking his head. It was taller than Grar, closer to like 10 feet-ish, 11 feet, and greenish gray hair.
Ostensibly the same race, though?
Similar features, yes.
Okay.
Okay, there's a thing. There's a thing that looks like you. Except it's taller. Like 12 feet tall.
We don't get that big.
Okay, well, it's something else then. Good yes. And lizard.
How many were there?
You saw four lizards and him.
Like five? But the other ones are just lizard guys. I could kill them right now if you want.
Did you see way past them? Is there any sense in actually having this fight?
I didn't look. I mean, it's not going to be much of a fight.
Supreme confidence.
Well, I say we go for it then. Seems like this guy's got it under control.
And he thumbs at you, Shadow.
Whoever this is, he's with us all the time.
How big was their fire?
That actually was my next question. How big is their camp?
The camp doesn't look like much. It's mostly just a bonfire and these guys. Seems like they're just kind of here guarding.
Well, I have gotten all the motivation I need from Droop. And so I'm just gonna fucking... Is it like 20 feet across, you say, that fire with them?
10.
All right. 10 feet across. Wall of fire!
Oh, Jesus.
I'm going to encircle them in a wall of fire.
Great wall of fire.
Yeah. Just
and that,
around
this guy's this big guy is actually afraid of fire, so you just hear burning light.
Whoa! Not stronger than fire!
This is my only weakness.
And the dexterity save against a 14.
Okay, so how's this working? Because they're all just sitting around this 20 fire.
20-foot right ring now. Of fire. Circle in circles, 20-foot diameter ring. 20 feet high, 20-foot diameter, 1 foot thick. Opaque.
Okay. These poor lizards.
Yeah, tough stuff for them.
They had to be butchered by words from this giant, weird, annoying thing and then just set on fire.
Yeah, they said the magic words, Dragon Man. So yeah, they need to make a dexterity saving throw.
Okay. Your flames can encircle the lizards, but probably not the big guy.
Can it encircle the lizards and just drop on top of the guy?
Yeah, you could position it probably so that he's damaged by it.
Because yeah, mostly what I'm looking for is I want to encircle the fire, and I mean, best case scenario, it drops on top of him or forms around him. Because if I can get him in the fire, then he has to make the save, and the lizards don't.
Okay. So if you did that, you could position it so it hits two of the lizards and him have to make the save. And then two of the lizard folk would be out.
All right, fine. I'm not going to worry about him then. I'm just going to drop it on the fire. And then if they're in it, they're in it. If he's not in it, fuck it.
Well, what's your DC?
Well, they don't have to make the save unless they're in the 1 foot thick area of the fire ring, which...
Oh, I thought it was also like a 5 foot space.
They will take 5d8 fire without a save if they end their turn in the wall or within 10 feet of the wall on their side. So,
and I assume you're having it face the inside.
Yeah, the damage is going to be inside. We got big cobalt energy on this one.
Okay. That happens, and I need initiative from everybody.
You're welcome, babes. 9.
13.
5.
Wow.
This is the exact energy that I was hoping I'd have.
Yeah, I suppose that's about right for your current condition. The big guy will be first. Seeing this wall of fire erupt next to him sets him off guard. And he casts a spell that I don't think any of you are familiar with and into existence. You see stone walls coming out of nowhere. And they're cast in such a way that one of them lies flat on the ground across where your firewall is emanating from, and two of them to either side of that, creating a pathway out from your ring of fire.
Suck it.
He does that, and you hear from the other side of your giant firewall that you now can't see through, come quickly, can't hold for long. That'll be the end of his turn, and the lizard folks are up next. They all scramble to their feet, and you can't see it, but crawl through the now open wall and outside of your wall of fire, and position themselves in front of him and take dodge stances, not knowing where the attack came from. That will be the end of their turn. Droop is up next, looking kind of just side-eyeing Shadow and wanting to know what the next move is, says,
did you burn them all?
And ends his turn. And Grar is up next.
He didn't.
Droop shade makes me happy.
Unintentional droop shade.
It's so pure. It's the OG. I get up. I do nothing?
Okay. Shadow, you're up next.
Okay. I look out. I don't see them. I move forward to the wall of fire.
Okay.
And I use my action to also take a dodge action. And I put my back to the wall as if it's not hot because it's kind of just not inside. And I have fire resistance. So yeah, then I use that as my action. I end my turn.
Alexia, you're up next.
As Shadow's walking away, I say, "You got this one, Shadow." And I give him a thumbs up, and I take a dodge stand.
She's like taking the opportunity to lean on every stalagmite you walk past. Thalia's up next. She also doesn't know what to do. Let's see if she has any.
This is a really weird opening round.
It is. I like it. It's
even the unusual people on the other side don't even know what's going on. They're like, oh, fire! Hurry, children! Get across the rocks!
She casts Bless on Grar, Droop, and herself.
Hashtag Bless.
Because you guys are closest. And Amalexia is still weak like baby. Whenever a target makes an attack roll or a saving...
I'm so weak.
Whenever a target makes an attack roll or a saving throw before the spell ends, the target can roll a d4 and add the number rolled to the attack roll or saving throw. That'll be the end of her turn. The big guy will be up. A cheese soup!
That is too bad.
Oh, cheese soup! What is that from?
I don't remember. But I know I can picture the guy saying it. It's from Beer Fest. Our big friend will uncast Wall of Stone. That really doesn't mean anything to you guys because you couldn't even see it happening, but
Correct. He's
going to do something else.
Here comes another concentration spell.
Things happen outside of your purview, and that's the end of its turn. The lizard folks repeat their dodge stances on their turn, and I have to roll initiative for another combatant. What's your all's passive perceptions?
15.
Mine's 11.
13.
Well, they don't do this very sneakily. All of you can see coming around either side of the pillar of flame what appear to be gigantic looking eagles, seemingly out of nowhere. Spotting Shadow, one of them's going to take a dive and attack and hit you with its talons and try and beak you. Yep, you're in dodge. First attack is 14.
Yes, my armor class is 17 as it stands.
So it misses with its claws or talons, and as it rushes past, it tries to hit you with its beak at disadvantage. Lowest 16, which still doesn't hit. Yep. It will recover and take back up to the air. The other one, seeing the rest of you all nice and in a row beyond Shadow, who's up front? Probably Droop. And also smallest.
I'm definitely tallest.
Yes. Debating whether or not it's going to try and just pick Droop up. It will. We'll see if this works. It's going to try and grapple Droop with its talons and just pick him up and fly away with him. It grabs him and lifts him up off the cave floor and has him in flight now. That'll be the end of all of their turns. Droop's up next. He's screeching and just trying to break free of this thing, so he'll not be able to. He's in too much of a panic to put his strength together, and that'll be the end of his turn. Grar, you're up next. You saw all of this occurring.
Javelin, because I think that's 30 then, maybe.
Yeah, but it'll be close enough for that. I'll give it to you.
Hypotenuse.
We don't have to math this out. Oh, it's fine. Well, nobody ever asked you.
I just wanted to say that I loved it, man.
I love math. Let's see. 15 plus that is 19 plus that is 23.
That'll hit.
Yeah. It didn't, but that doesn't. Well, yeah, if I hit,
it won't matter.
seven.
All right. It cries out in pain as you catch it in its rear haunches. Do eagles have haunches? Whatever it is, by its butt.
It's tail feathers?
Tail, yeah, there you go.
Tail feather.
You catch it in the tail feathers. And it screeches in pain. Keeps its grip on Droop.
I have nothing for dodge action, so... Or bonus action, so I will just ready another javelin and turn.
Okay. Shadow. You're up. Giant eagle tried to attack you.
You can play this flying game. I will... If I have my back to the fire, can I see what's going on? I saw what happened to Droop then.
Yeah, you sure did.
I'm going to go around as the group is looking at the fire to the left. Follow the fire clockwise until I see something.
Okay, it doesn't take too much inching around. You get maybe 10 feet, and as you're peeking around, suddenly you can see a javelin-wielding lizard folk face about 30-ish feet further into the cavern on the other side of the pillar.
Okay, I move 10 feet laterally around the fire. I'm going to move 20 feet up to the top of the fire.
Okay.
And look over it.
Looking over it, you can definitely see this giant, for lack of a better word.
Are they all grouped up?
Yes. The lizard folk are in position in front of him, weapons drawn, and he appears to be behind them. at the ready with a very large club.
Oh.
Give me a stealth check. I'll see if he spots you. You'd probably only have eyes on him from your vantage point.
I don't have that bonus from Grar anymore. I'm probably too far away.
Yes.
Okay, then it's 22.
Okay, yeah, you're fine. He doesn't spot you.
Okay. I will hit them with fireball attempt.
Yeah.
Center their group.
Sure. You'd be able to position it to hit all of them.
Okay, they need to make a dexterity save.
Okay. They all fail.
And they take 34 fire damage.
Okay. The lizards all drop dead. The big guy doesn't.
No, that gave away my position. That's okay. I'll have my staff of defense in my hand, and I want to look for an eagle, and I want to end my turn.
Your wall of fire is still up, yeah?
I'm basically at the top of it now, but yeah.
Okay. Amalexia is up next.
How far away is the eagle that picked up Droop?
However far you are away from Grar, plus 20-ish feet.
I am going to cast Ray of Frost on.
Okay.
That's one.
Misses.
Wow. Wow, the fucking shade on that. I may have imagined that, but that's what I would have
said. It was imagined
shade. That's how I would have said it.
And I rolled a 19 for the second one.
That is...
Poor cold. And I am my...
How much damage?
4 cold damage.
Okay, I could not hear you.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. Okay, it's still up. Thalia is up next. Seeing as it's the popular thing to do, she's going to cast Sacred Flame on this eagle and also try to get it to drop through. It hits. It's still hanging on, but she hit, got a good hit on it. That is the end of her turn. We're back up to the big guy's turn. Having seen all of his companions go down in one blow, he...
Oh, they you die.
See him pull something out of his pack, tiny little pouch at his waist, and drink it. Shadow, you see that he begins to grow in size. A lot.
It's not a healing potion, guys.
And now you all can see him.
Do his clothes grow with him?
Does it say?
I'm assuming this came from the potion and not a spell he was casting?
Correct.
Okay.
It doesn't say, but he is now 20-ish feet tall.
Careful, you're flying, you'll get floppy dick to the face.
And taking up
a
lot more room. That is the end of his turn. He is now twice the size. And you hear him scream, "Come and get me!"
Thank you for listening to The Usual Time, a Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition podcast. This podcast was mastered by Jared Case and features the talents of Andrew Klon, Casey Trickle, and Tyler Kuhn. Songs in this episode include Netherland by Poddington Bear and Roadside Scuffle by Arcane Anthems. The battle continues next time on The Usual Time.